A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 30th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stobe.
And I'm Marvelous Mflanga Nyahuye.
On Live Talk this evening, we are talking about fuel price increases as President Emmerson Mnangagwa prepares to present the State of the Nation address.
And to join this discussion, you can phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And you can also reach us on the internet if you want to listen to our English, www.voazimbabwe.com. For Shona, www.voashona.com. And for Ndebele, www.voandebele.com.
If you just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the economic situation in Zimbabwe.
And as Zimbabwe today increased the fuel prices amid an economic crisis that is forcing many people to live from hand to mouth. The Zimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority increased the price of petroleum from $11.55 to $11.76. It also increased the price of diesel from $12.08 to $12.42.
Many people fear that fuel price increases will result in the instant price increases of basic goods that will make it more difficult for them to buy goods like bread and others. Fuel prices have been going up almost on a weekly basis in Zimbabwe due to the declining value of the local currency.
All this comes at a time when President Emmerson Mnangagwa is set to present the State of the Nation address tomorrow. MDC members of Parliament of the MDC, led by Nelson Chamisa, gave Mnangagwa a torrid time in the last State of the Nation address. The party says Mnangagwa is not the legitimate president of Zimbabwe.
Namhlanje ku VOA Studio 7 Live Talk sixoxa ke ngokuthi ke umthelo wefuel usukhuphuliwe futhi nguhulumende weZimbabwe. Siyabona ukuthi ke iprice yepetrol ikhuphulwe kusukela ku $11.55 yaya ku $11.76. Kuse kusiba ke idiesel isuka ku $12.08 yaya ku $12.42. Abantu abaningi bayesaba ukuthi njengoba khona kusokwenzakele sokuyaphinda njalo emhlolweni ukuthi ke amafutha ezimota amafutha lokunye okutshiyeneyo kunokokupheka ezindlini kukhuphuke njalo nje. So siyabona ukuthi abantu abaningi bathi bathwele nzima kwamanje ngokuthenga impahla etshiyeneyo. Sikhuluma nje kusasa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ukangelelwe ukuthi uyakwethula lokho kubizwa kuthiwa yi-State of the Nation address. Siyakhumbula eyanyakenye kukhanya abazali babemhoza sibili ekwenze khonokho njalo abanye-ke abazange behambe ku-State of the Nation address abe-MDC besithi phela umongameli lo bathi kayisuye wakhethwa ngemfanelo kwele Zimbabwe. Ye, so sixoxele ngalokho sicela ukuthi nxa lisilandela-ke kukhasi lethu le-VOA Ndebele lifake-ke khonapho-ke inombolo zenu ukuze silifonele njalo laku-VOA Shona kuzobuya le-VOA Studio 7 lifake-ke imlayezelo yenu njalo lifake le nombolo zenu salifonela khona manje. Siyabonga.
Aiwa, kunewo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa, tinokuchingamidzaiwo pano paFacebook page yedu yeVOA Shona. Nasi tiri kutarisa isu zviri kuitika munyika apo nasi taona mutengo wemafuta uchikwira. Taona mutengo wepeturu uchikwira, mutengo wedizeri uchikwira. Uyezve mangwana mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vari kutarisirwa ivo kunge vari kuita State of the Nation address mangwana ekutarisa kuvachitaura kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei munyika. Tiri kunzwa zvakare kuti vadare veMDC inotungamirwa navaNelson Chamisa pari zvino vari kuti ivo pane zvavari kuda kuona kuti vangaita sei mangwana sezvo vasiri kufara nemafambiro ari kuita zvinhu munyika. Saka kune avo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai, uyezve kune avo vachangobva kutiona ipo pano paFacebook page yedu yeVOA Shona tinokukwazisai. Kana muchida kuti titaure nemi pachirongwa nyorai nhamba dzenyu makanyora kutora zvakare makode numbers enyu kuitira kuti tikwanise kunge tichikurukura nemi. Tembi Maravanyika ari kuti evening studio 7 munoda wafa muchanyo ari kuti maswera sei zvenyu. Vana Sisimavhi, Courtney Mepi, Courtney Top Feniedo ari kuti happy birthday Sisimavhi. Mavakuva varirawo kusvika pamangani. Handizosviki pazana. Asi aiwa tinotenda Mwari, tinokutenda iyi. Top fan yedu Austin Zapasi ari kuti hanzi tichachova mabhasikoro gwendo guno, hanzi nekukwira kuri kuita peturu nedizili, gwendo guno tichachova mabhasikoro. Johannes Kosa Masowe ari pano ari kuti kwazisa Patricia Sibanda Burawa ari kuti maswera seiko vakoma mavhi. Na mkoma wande havapo, asindi na mkoma Gibbs ipo pano, saka
I think I'm happy that I'm looking like wande.
I don't know. Yeah. Asi happy birthday wakoma, ayo watinokutenda Isimion Banda, so, and Maneru, Studio 7. Munoda wafa muchanyo, arukuti happy birthday Sister Marvelous, wishing you many more years to come, ayo watinokutenda Gibbs.
We've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Michael Ndiweni. He's an independent political and economic commentator. He's based in Bulawayo. Mr. Ndiweni, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Gibbs.
Yes, so can you give us your take on the fuel increases today?
Yeah, there's a crisis. So right now I am at one of the pickup points, and these guys have increased in fares to $4, as I speak right now.
Mm-hmm.
So people are getting stranded. If you're prepared for a $2 trip, now you need to look for another $2. So it's really bad.
So now, looking at this situation as you are describing it right now, how difficult is all this when these fuel increases are going up every Monday?
Like I said, it's difficult because I think it's not only the fuel, even the price of basic commodities are skyrocketing every day. And what does that mean to a person? People will not eat. I'll just use words like people are now eating like dogs. They have one meal. The dogs that we keep, sometimes we feed them once a day. I think we are now likened to dogs. I mean, very, very painful situation that people are going through right now.
Yeah,
and seemingly these prices are going up almost every week. Every week they are definitely secure, and people are being thrown to poverty almost every day.
Yeah,
so it's really a very, very, very painful situation.
Yeye ngasikangela ngesindebele sibili ngasikangela kunapho lapho khona baba ndiweni sizokuthi akade umelo kathi umchova akusithethe umchova buyimalini njalo kono ukuthi kukhuphuke intengo yamafuta ezimota kuaffecte kangakanani khona.
Yeye abantu abanye president lapho ngathi abantu abuya besibagada amadollars etshela amadollars ngenkathi izinto emchoveni ngapha beyimile nje ngizomkhakha omunye umuntu wathi siya kwenye indawo afike wathi wafuna $4 nxa engafuni asale emini. Ngayi ngafuna ukale mina abantu abasela choice kumele bathi imali bangezelele bagade, kodwa kusho ukuthi abantu lokho bejikelwa ebunzimeni usebesidla nzima ngoba ayela ukuthi intengo ayikhweli kuphela kuphila, ikhwela lekudla okuthenga ezitolo. So kunzima kakhulu kithi ebantwini xa sikhuluma nje kuzo.
Ye, siyakuza kakhulu-ke, ngithemba ukuthi uMavela sengxa ufuna ukukhuluma lawe kodwa kusifana.
Tiri kunzwa muri kutaura imi kuti pamuri ipapo matowana mitengo yemichovha ichikwira, titsanangurei kuti zviri kufamba sei?
Which language engaikhuluma?
Yeah, I think it's not comfortable with Shona.
Oh, okay, no, that's fine. So let me read some of the comments. Courtney Mepi, Courtney Arusi, please, and ndifonerei Kolomani Masaka Arusi, muri seiko Sisimavhi, aiwa tiri wadi. Fraser Chicks Nathan Arusi, good evening fellows all around the globe. I'm watching you live all the way from Johannesburg. Backup Michael Wesa Arusi, happy birthday tetevangu mavhi, aiwa tinotenda. Ndirikuona Auntie Hilda Mkhomo vari kuchindifonerei vari kuti happy birthday my dear, my number is, ndobva vaisa number zvese necode number yavo. Aiwa tichakufonerai kuti mupinde muchirongwa. Kunavo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa, tiri kutarisa isu nekukwira kuri kuramba kuchiita mitengo yepeturu nedhiziri. Vamwe vari kuchema chema pari zvino vachitoti kwavari kugara ikoko apo vaiedza kuti vachienda kumusha kana kudzimba kwavo nhasi vachibva kumadziba kubasa vabva vaonekwa yevo michovha yakwira. Saka uyai pachirongwa tichionesana kuti muri kuona sei zviri kuitika izvi uyezve mangwana tiri kutarisira kuti mutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachange vari kutaura ivo mamiriro akaita zvino munyika. Saka pindai muchirongwa tionesane.
So now, Mr. Ndweni, tell us a bit about the state of the nation address. Does it have any impact in terms of Zimbabweans' lives? You know, like you as an individual, what will it mean tomorrow?
Yeah, the state of the nation address, for me, I am not expecting any surprises. Why I say so? Because I think we've been so good in rhetoric than action. So my thinking is that nothing new will be said, but there will be a lip service on corruption, lip service on reviving the health sector, lip service on dealing with the NH crisis, and even lip service on fuel and so. It will be promises after promise, but I think we take action. Because for me, really, it's almost a year after elections now. Actually, it's a year and a few months after elections. We should be seeing meaningful, concrete action from government. But government, this government has been promising, and people are falling into poverty. Every day, people are thrown into poverty. So for me, really, I'm not expecting any surprises. From the sauna. So for me, it would be just the usual routine event that will come and pass.
No,
I think
yes.
we could have done drastic, action if we're serious about dealing with the economy. But I think as things stand right now, you see people are really suffering.
Yes. Okay. Hold on. I know that you wanted to be here for only 10 minutes. We'll take a caller and come back to you very shortly.
Okay.
Hello, Mkoma.
Hey, makabisi zvimave.
Tiri wadi tukutaura nani uyezve muri kupi?
Namukoma patifoni Zimbabwe mashanana zvaendela kubindura.
Kwakadii kubindura uko?
Bindura kuri nani nhamo chete.
Aiwa taurai tinzwe mukoma. Kwakamira sei panyaya iyoyi yekukwira kwemafuta nezvimo?
Isusu kuno kufiwa either $13 papamba. Papamba pacho hapana patiri kuita 13 nyange nge iripo nguvadi iviki nezvayapera. Saka iri kutowanika mumakoronyera makonye machirita $85 5 liters. Saka uona kuti nezvinoda kutaurwa nemutungamiri wenyika mangwana hazvishandi because hapana chaakaendera tikato saka pakaikoko vakaadhiresa musina vanhu vaifanira kupa zvichemo vakabuda vasati vataura saka hatina zvichemo hatina kunyakwaso kutaurira because nyaya ndikutaura ndekuti takafamba zvakanaka takatambirwa zvakanaka ndozvavanofanira kutikwanisa kutaura iyo vachitinyepera tiri kuno zvedu ti kutamba nhamo zvisoita mubvumira musha zvekuti zvanga zvaakuda kuti vana vezimbabwe tibatane chinodziondoka inotoparadza vanozofarawo ndi vanogarika saka isu takaramba takasingoti haiwa zvichanaka mwari haana paaitasi kuburuka achisi kutomira pachitida vaizokununurai andotinunura munguva isusu tabata.
Saka zvinhu zvakadai
tega tiziye parumira timbosiyana zvemapato nekuti zvemapato tounyatsozoti hazvichashanda muzimbabwe taangodiwa ndechotisise musoro pamwe nekuti zvisiri kufanidzara ivo vachingotaurawo zvavozvari vachitaura teshivadziva kuno kumayo kumusha uno tozavafane kumusha uno hatina kubve taivhotera zvamutei takatoshandiswa kuti mavhotesa yange yakushedzira angabva kupi saka tonetsa mumatunhu esari kuno hatina kuvhotera tataneta naye nekunyeperwa.
Saka pari zvino
zvakawanda zvirobaiaaoadziva zvuti parenge vamunongoshedzawo mwaanenge chitaura ana Joseph Chuma akatafadzwa mugwada tinototiita hasha zvedu yatakasangana parodhika vachitimasha uno vanhu vedu tinovaupfunza zveshuva nehasha dzatinadzo
kutombotarira zvinhu muzvitoro
kuti idzo nyika dzekunze idzi hadzikwanisiwo here kubvesa mutongo inga dzimwe nyika tinonzwa chiti vanhu vapuwa mutongo vazotongwa nemainternational criminal court nenyaya dzekuvabvisa vanhu but ko yezimbabwe yakazonyanya kutodira vanhu vachityisa zvakadii zvekuti vangabva vatoregerwa kudaro.
Kutombotarira kukwira kwezvinhu muzvitoro zvakamira sei pari zvino zvichiteera kukwira kwaita mafuta?
Bhare sipo riri kuita $20 kana ndisingakanganisi mafuta ari pa$45 2 liters kana ndisingakanganisi shuga iri kuita $27. Saka moona kuti unotengei unongotitsenzira mari kg yenyama yekuita $40 unengeonewana 4 kana 5 Mutinga nyama imari.
Mhm.
Apana chauno tenga munyama itatu ngorora mane matemba ari kupima mukagaba ke yogadika yamtuka zviya. Ndiwa ari kare kupima kukai karuta $6. Saka upenyu wacho ndinenge ndichitambira mari pazuva.
Kupane vamwe vari kutaura nyaya.
Amen,
ndinoti
ndiwo. 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 Ndiwo.
Ndiwo. Ndiwo. Ndiwo. Ndiwo. Ndiwo. Ndiwo. Ndiwo. Ndiwo. Ndiwo. Ndiwo. Ndiwo. Ndiwo. Ndiwo. Ndiwo. Ndiwo. Ndiwo. Ndiwo. Ndiwo.
Maiko kisha kusenga, but umashu kusha kusenga, maiko kisha uti 40%. Sinda watenda chika chika 40%.
Aiwa, chino kutenda ya njot.
Saka, amena tuwa, kura wama kwa chena o, abeno, getu mbuna, but ya, zao kumbono di tungu ita, zimitu wate zile nyika, sta uto mbote zile, nyika zikun, zisa tima tira negu moranga waruma, basi yota, watonge wege, kuna wano tonga.
Aiwa, chino kutenda ya njot, zimuwe nezu warakanaka.
Wadi tadi mereka mau fail loh bicara bahwa masukons.
Aiyah.
Hanya yang itu virango soalan cendera batira itu virango. Susah ya tongkar sedung muka ada namu fonda. Asal virango soalan tahu. Misalkan ditarget di sanksi nas, namu di Zimbabwe. Nemal target Iran. Kurang itu mudah. Sanksi nak akan miskom bahasa jika ini beri. Ingat nama gambaran Zimbabwe. Naga sumber mana bahasa Iran ini. Semua bagaimana dari Iran. Kau itu kan nula kan nula baru tuan nula tuan. Nazar bahasa Iran itu apa? Bisakah naji mahu? Baru baru kurang ini. Aku nak ambil orang apa pun, aku tak mungkin ambil sahijul.
Aiwat, nanti anda anjazi, mava mati gaga, gamu bini zubarakanak. Gibbs, we're hearing there. Yes. Our caller is saying that he's very upset. He's in Bindura, but he says where he is actually petrol. Yeah, it's going up to $13, and he says people have now resorted to just having like ration, you know, like matemba. I'm not sure what matemba is called. You know the little fish.
Yeah, it's matemba even.
Yeah, matemba. He's saying that people are buying in a little can, like a yogurt can. So he's saying he just feels like tomorrow the state of the nation, the president will just pay lip service, like what our guest was saying, because he says he doesn't see anything coming out of whatever it is that the president is planning to say tomorrow.
And he was saying that a 5 liter of fuel is $85, right?
On the, he says on the black market. Yes. So, you know, very, I don't know how people are coping, Gibbs, you know.
It's tough, man.
Yeah.
So let's bid farewell to Mr. Michael Ndiweni. Mr. Michael Ndiweni, 30 seconds, can you say your last words, sir?
Thanks, Gibbs. My prayer is that a miracle could happen tomorrow. Maybe the president says something that, and then there's action the next hour. That's what I'm praying for. But from what we've seen, I'm not hopeful. But I just pray that something drastic happens tomorrow, that we deal with the problems that are facing that are faced by citizens of this country.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndiweni, and have a nice day. So okay. I think we've got Hilda Nkomo.
Yeah, regret tore anti Hilda Nkomo tunokuchingamizai. Hello. Anti Hilda Nkomo.
Hello.
Taura yenyu tinzwe.
I'm so stressed up with this mave. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. It comes at a very stressful time for everybody at the moment.
It's so stressful. I'm here overseas in the UK. But my problem is, when we are facing the situation in Zimbabwe, it's so challenging. At the moment, the fuel is going up every day. Food, all basics are going up. How are the people surviving, yet they are underpaid? No one is getting $1,000 bond notes a month. And I don't know how they sacrifice, how they survive with families, no matter a family or no family. And after all, most of the people in Zimbabwe, they are renting. And I heard, you know, when people are just saying their things, gossiping, they come to make the truth. People are paying now, most of the landlords, they are asking for US dollars. And the government is saying they don't want US dollars in the country. And people are still struggling, you know. I don't blame anyone now, like the country has 3/4 of the population thieves. How are they going to survive? We can blame them, but you know, this country has pushed us, all the nations, to do things which are not necessary. And I heard that the president is going to have a speech tomorrow. If it was me, the only thing he was going to do is just to face the reality, just to say, I'm offering my resignation. Because now it's really tough. I don't think he's going anywhere. From year 2017 up to today, he's still walking, traveling all over the world, but he's not bringing anything. The basket is being brought empty.
Ai wamashoko makukutu anti udamongoti gaga neshona mozuta wana Gibbs nesindebele.
All right. Ninja ni mkoma Gibbs.
Yes, ya pila wakulu ye mama. Akuchu kutu wenubwana njano kwenza gala kuna wale Zimbabwe.
Lapa wenza gala e Zimbabwe kusisuhu sungu. Kia katalisa. Kuya kwa kutiti na singapa kia sebenza. Kia badalwa. Okufaneleyo. Okueneleyo. Okusebenzele. But ungakangela tina esile mbule Zimbabwe. Yaba zaadi. Ama extended families. Yaba nyabantu anakona ngali. Kundi imare kibazuzukuja during the month imali zakona vela zikulumeki ngoba kongo kujiwayo nga ufuni singo katesu bati $10 $11 somewhere ichukela yonki ndo amafuta konge inyama katesu ma ufuni singo ikilo it's about 28 to 29 uyabude malini ukuthi wanele ukuthi uenele ukuthi abantu baje kumbe ube nabantu bemzini uzabazondela noma utsho uthi angikwe nje ngoba kunzima.
Yes, yakuzwa kakhulu. Yes, yakuzwa kakhulu.
Ngikhangela isibhedlela kesi ngibe ngikhangela kwenye documentary abantu bayakhala ezibhedlela bayafa akula mali imali ezibizwayo azifaniseki mina ubaba wami ngikhuluma nje okwami engibonileyo not okokutshelwa ngibe ngiseharare hospital ubaba wami egula. Every tablet, everything, ama drip konge sibe sikuthenga ngemali. Baza kutshela ukuthi sabahambe kuscan. Iscan ingathatha kuyathiwa badalani disk. I-disk yakhona kumele iye player somewhere not in the hospital. And kumele uye badala. Kuzisa ubuhlungu shuwa.
Yes, yakuzwa Ntombi endala sibonge kakhulu ngoba kulabantu abaningi asengenile lapha kuhlelo. Ungatshelelwa kusasa mama. Bye bye.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear. So we've got Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya, an independent political commentator, and Mr. Joseph Chuma, a ZANU-PF member. We'll start with you, Mr. Joseph Chuma. We see that fuel prices have been going up every week. In 1 minute, what can you say about that, Mr. Chuma?
Good evening, Gibbs. How are you?
Thank you so much.
Yes, what we're not putting into perspective is the issue of our moving away from the US dollar to our local currency, the Zim dollar. So we are still under a play of realignment of the rate itself. Mm-hmm. As we know, it once ballooned to over 1:23, almost 1:25, and then because of the freezing of accounts, it came down to about 1:17, 1:15. And now this echo case thing, it might even go a bit further down. But what we need to realize that when we say the fuel price has gone up, we're saying it's gone up to probably say $12 or $11 per liter, which is the Zim dollar component. And if we convert that into the US dollar, you discover that we're still below $1 US. So really, figuratively speaking, it is really unfair to say that things have really, really gone up. Like, for example, if you say bread is $9, at the current rate now of 1:16, it means that bread is less than a dollar US, like real US dollar that you use in America or anywhere else. So if we look at it that way, and then we begin to see another way of reasoning things out of this, what we need to be speaking about is saying, why are we not yet aligning our earnings according to this rating that we actually have? If somebody, say, in a supermarket is earning $300, that was US dollars, why are they not then saying $300 multiplied by the current rate, which is 1:16, then you get the actual money that they're supposed to earn now in the Zimbabwe dollar context? And then that way, things will start making sense.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Chuma. Let's bring in Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. Baba Ngwenya, akumpendule khona phonga mafutshane. Kulomunye umuntu obambile khona becingweni. Ye, qhubeka baba.
Ya, very bad. Ya, siyazibhele ukuthi vele abantu bezanu phela bazakudinga nje isizathu sokuba belokhu bechafisa. ziyathengisela nje ukuthi abakavumi ukuthi uhulumende wabo lo uyehluleka. Akulalizwe lingakhwela iphetho iviki laviki lokhuphela iphetho ukuthi kubele kuyatshengisela ukuthi kabakaqoqi kuhle ukubusa kwabehlula.
Ye, so ke sizokuthatha silo muntu ecingweni lapha-ke ungabe kumbani.
Aiwa, tinokuchingamidza yini nemufaro siTabitha Manyoni. Hello.
Hello, Mritei.
Aiwa, tiri wadi, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ah, tongo takachiti yeti birthday.
Aiwa, tinotenda.
Ah, chokwa, zvinhu zvakaoma kunyika ikunoku, marwadzo chaiwo.
Chii chiri kuitika?
Sepamutengo apa tizoti zvichagumira nekupi kozi zviramba zvichingokwira every day purezi unoona nhasi asi uye unozoona iriko mangwana zvese zvatochinja saka zvinhu zvacho zviri kurwadza zvekuti mari checho haichatombokwani pamwe bet pamwe nzi tapuwa ma 70 million bond pamwe ndoti zvingatoite kozi mari ati kupuwa ma 600 yazuda checho yangokwana kutenga lofrech imwe nejoli zvatovharana.
Saka tiri kuona nhasi tanzwa kuti mutengo wemafuta ekufambisa wakwira. Ko zvimwe zvakadai semichovha zviri kufamba sei? Tambotaura nevamwe kuBulawayo vachiti pavanga vava kudzokera kumba nhasi vatowanikwa ivo vachitadza kuti vatore muchovha nekuti wakwira.
Vanototiwafiwa vakakwira otokwira. Isusu keduwo vanombotiwo $3 kana zvipinda mutaun kudzokawo nenge wakunzi 4-5 saka ino nhasi pandapinda mutaun ndikatsvaga keshi ndakwira hangu ne 4 pakudzoka ndopananzi $5 saka vanongoti tikuitifambirana nezviri kuitika munyika nezvavo mafambisiro avanozviita.
Kana muchiti mamuri kutsvaga keshi inotsvagwa kupi keshi?
Anana mutano tsvaga keshi kune vanopa vemaiko keshi vanhu vanoti makeshi auto evanhu ndinokangana ndanotsvaga kuti ndiono keshi but kwese natindiratoni yese ndaishayiwa keshi chingonzi hatina hatina saka nobva ndazopesera ndichizongodzoka kozi ivo vekutiwa ndivanombopawo keshi saka nhai vanhu vachovesamwa chingoti hatina inenge iri muko keshi.
Aiwa mashoko makukutu tinokutendai anti kunge manga muinesu. Tikunzoti naDonald Mamboma. Mukoma Donald, pindai tinzwi.
Happy birthday.
Aiwa, tinotenda. Taurai tinzwi.
Ndau mhosva angu kuti dzei vachangobva sisi vachangobva mukutaura tabhei. Nyika yedu yakangooma mbukusete mazera handizvi kuti zvichanaka sei kana kuti riini. Mishaura ina vanhu vanoteerera vanhu vanokoshesa zvinhu tane basa resimbi zvinonoedza vatungamiri vedu nevanotitonga vari mberi.
Saka munoona mutungamiri wenyika vachizotaura chii mangwana? Tinoona vane state of the nation.
Handimbooni pasiona yavo yachiadhiresa mangwana, handimbooni pane chichacho chataukwa. Ndizvo zvatangogara tichingohwa nezvatangogara tichiziva. Nokuti chinodiwa paka kuimplimenta mike. Itongoramba tichitaura problem solution. Vanoda kuti paimplement zvacho zvavanonge vachitaura ndezvavanofanga kuti vazadzi nekuti kungoramba vachitaura nezvavakugara chingotaukwa izvozvo. Kutishakirira mabasa chakirira vachiyazodai chiyadai hatina chatinoona pagiraundi zavakiriti tiatiudze hatidi kuudzwa kuti tishakirira mabasa ngaatiite mabasa tizozoona ti mabasa avapo but havana kana clue. Aivasina kana ndo vakakireta maproblems aya saka hatifungi kuti tingambo nebatiri ratingambowana kuvanhu ivavo hapana kana batiri kungotambisawo nguva iyazvionemiwa kutiiraoizvevedzinaaiazvingazvita.
Aiwa, tinokutenda
ichaizvohapana chinobuda tete mas
tinokutendai mukoma muve nezuva rakanaka. So Gibbs, we're hearing there from Tabitha and Donald, who are also echoing the same sentiments that they don't see anything coming out of SONA tomorrow. And Tabitha is actually saying she tried to use the EcoCash cash out system, but she could not get any money. And from what we're seeing, I saw something online where they were saying something like, there's been a ban, but I cannot substantiate that. We will look further into it and then come back and inform our viewers and our listening.
Yes, this is Dr. Slo Monte Kwe Lapa. But before I take that caller, there is a story on Zim, on ZPC Online, and it reads in part, ZANU-PF Secretary for Administration, Comrade Opet Mpofu, says the party is considering converting the Blue Roof residence to a museum or monument for the benefit of the party. So this means that maybe ZANU-PF Marvelous is moving towards getting its property from the Mugabe family. So we're not quite sure. Maybe we're going to update the story as it unfolds.
The story seems to be very fluid, Gibbs, yes. Because the Minister of Information have also tweeted out something, but take your guess while we're pulling out.
So we have
are saying something different, so there are two different views, but we'll come back to you. You can take your guess.
So now, Sibuyele Kubaba, who rejoices Mgwenya. Kumbe ngisena kai ku rejoice Mgwenya baba Joseph Chuma uzwile lapha abantu bakhuluma abanengi bathi even state of the nation address iyayenzwa kusasa yokuchitha isikhathi nje siyawazi dule isikhathi esilutshwane ulathi khona apha sicela uphosela khona apha.
Well, if state of the nation address izaba khona kusasa, so into ephathelene ukuthi bona abantu basilalele isizwe wena umongameli uyabe isiphatheleni kulokuzeni into yethu leyo ukuthi bona into iviniga ingayenzakala sesihle sisola into embi kakhulu loluhlazo esintwini sethu akwazi kube khona angathi uthatha ngabi lokho asiyekeleni into ibuye even nabesindizi zami bathi cross the bridge when we get there and manje thina sesigijimela ukuthi sehle silokuza singakezwa lokuthi utheni and uthi uza kuthini asimeleleni akhulume angakhuluma-ke hawu sesingafaka-ke iprogramu lesikhulumakuthi hawu linzile uthe hhayi lokhu kuyabambeka hhayi lokhu akubambeki then sesingakhuluma into ezaba nomkanjo ezayenza ukuthi kube lesi sinde sizokwazi ona sivela ngaphi siyanga.
Hhayi siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke sizathi sikukhulule khona manje ngoba ucelile ukuthi kube khona for umzuzu emlutshwane sibongele kakhulu ungathola kusasa ba.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu
Thank you very much. Maybe give just update. There is a tweet by the Minister of Information that came in 57 minutes ago. It says both ZANU-PF and the government are led by one principal, president, and then they say that E.D. Mnangagwa, his position regarding properties which are due to be transferred to the family of the late Comrade R.G. Mugabe is that he will honor the commitments he made. These properties will be transferred as planned. So it's a developing story. I think it's like the burial.
Yeah.
So we'll
now
keep you posted.
Mugabe is still alive. So let's have Ubaba Sekungwane, Sizwe Tumbane. Mbane, you call up Olampe Kungwane, Kunjani?
Yebo, Nkomo.
Yebo, Nkomo, Linjani.
Hai, ngiyaphila, ngisebenza eTswana.
Yebo, Mbane, Nkomo.
Ucomington okwankomo.
Cummington akusitshela ukuthi wena ukubona njani khonoku ukuthi intengo yamafutha ezimoto ihlala ikhuphuka nje mahlayana uzokuthiwa ngomvulo kunje kunje njalo le state of the nation address 1 minute akugoqele khonoku sizwe.
Ye ngiyalizwa baba lokhu ukukhuphuka kwentengo ezeZimbabwe ezamafutha eyi into ebuhlungu kakhulu uyakwazi mnumzana ngobana okunye singamsola uyabona singamsola ube lethi president kokunye esingeke sikhulume ngakho kathesi but okusolwa ngabantu ukuthi no wayengasilo qhawe but xa sesifika kuzona lezi izinto ezifana la zona lezi no umongameli Mugabe wayekwanisa ukuzicontrola lezi zinto but okwakathesi lokhu asisakwazi ukuthi uhamba njani sesizicabangela ukuthi kumbeni ukhwela kwenza into okwenzakala izinto lezi zabofuel kwenziwa yikuthi maybe mhlazana bakhona bakahulumende abadla ngakho kumbeni belabo belawo ama-filling station yikho sesikucabangela ngoba they don't control abacontroli abalandaba bayazithulela nje izinto zikhwele namhla zikhwele kusasa.
So pho kwenziweni kula the state of the nation address ubona niyewethula nomongameli khona
lokho siyinhlala yenza vele kula nto angayitho nje ngokukhwela kwezinto into azayikhuluma nje vele yikukhuluma khonoko ukuthi uvela cela nje ukuthi ama-sanctions akhitshwe watso esikhambela la manga watso so hhayi vele kakula akula nto esingayikhangelela enhle njengakhulunywa nguye amboni maybe kungaba khona uyabe sokutshintshile singaseyiyo ZANU-PF esiyaziyo kodwa nxa iZANU-PF esiyaziyo kakula nto azayi-addressa nje etshengisa ukubana ingangenele ukukhuphukeni kwezinto.
Hhayi-ke kuyazwakala sibonge kakhulu Nkomo ungathina kusasa baba Yes, mm-hmm. So Mr. Nkomo is saying that, you know, so there may be some government affiliates or some people who are linked to the government that are benefiting from this economic chaos. So he says it will continue until things get out of hand. Mm. So he says this is very bad, you know.
Yes, let's take a caller. Hello, Mkoma Courtney.
Yes, Tete Labra Gibbs. Masira saying.
Sapira Magadi.
Alipilile Ngozinjani Nath.
Taura Enyu Tinswi.
Vibuweka, Mangwana Daipu Nzipede, Mangu Taura Shwala Tumede, Mazira Apo, Jazamu Zarema, Zarema, Zarema. Mungo siya hawe mdisi, tuwa tuwa mdisi, ino sikila kubosi, hawe cha misa Mangwana. Tuna wajini, zunga tazi una kawa ira wama, na wane zimbabu utantambu ya wende.
Aiwa.
Ndiyo mbeka nero jarangu pari kwenye zimbabu, mbini za wajini, sindi kama hari ni fore, sindi chio madari, na mari jeshi.
Manga mshiva badari samari. Manga mshiva badari samari.
Aga ma full price bond yuwae, but manda kwa kusea kuna yari peza na chuli. Maona, sanari ilifu wada, doga na ma 200 grand, viruna, maruni. As now we are with an ice cream, I will imagine even if you need to play here. I will be budget because from Sasha and Tonga Bashira.
Thank you so much. We're hearing there from a caller who says he feels that tomorrow. Instead of that dress, the president should just say, I give up.
Let's bring in an economic expert.
You know, give up the power to the opposition, he says. But there's Simeon Banda, who had asked me to say hello. He says, we have a big fan on radio called Baba B. Ndevulani. Sakanzi Baba B. Ndevulani. Kana maka terera ndanzi. Ndiku morese na Simeon Banda. I hope kuti muri right kwa muri koko.
Yes. Let's bring in Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, I think we are hearing people saying a lot of things here. And you are an expert in these economic things, issues. So looking at where the country is heading to, you know, are you happy that one day things will come right? The president is addressing the nation tomorrow. You know, give us your take on this.
Well, look, I listening to the colleagues and citizens, I want to call it the state of distress address, Sona, because this is supposed to be a speech of carnival proportion. The speech does brings hope and excitement and energy to the industry, and you know, but it always comes with bad tidings. So we really so distressful just thinking about it. So my humble opinion, guys, is that our president does not know the state of the nation. We don't know the inflation figures. We don't know the state of the foreign reserves in the Reserve Bank. We don't know the level of unemployment. We don't know how many companies are closing. We don't even know how many citizens are outside the country. So what state does, you know, who told him that information? Where does he get it from? So we are like just a space shuttle that is rushing to the space, and we are heading towards the black hole. And unfortunately, the citizens are right. This president tomorrow should simply say, look, I want to thank you very much for supporting me, but I don't know what I'm doing, and I'm going to give up. But of course, we know that is not possible. So it is important for the president to be honest and say things as they are, that things are not in a good state. Zimbabweans should now prepare themselves for bad things to come. I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel.
How honest is a politician? Can he come up clean on the statistics in terms of, you know, the inflation rate and all those kind of things?
Look, this is why the taxpayers are paying Zimstats. They are paying the Reserve Bank Governor. They are paying the Minister of Finance. These people are paid to say the facts as they are. Because even if you conceal the facts, there are so many sources. The IMF, Staff Monitoring Program, the World Bank, you know, the Zim Court, you know, there are hundreds of civil society organizations, think tanks. Even Steve Anke, you know, at the university in Washington. The people know the facts. So if you are hiding the facts, you are concealing the facts, and they are the president, you are simply bringing your own name into disrepute, and nobody's going to trust you. So it's unfortunate that he's not going to say the fact. Like the gentleman says, don't tell us that you are going to create jobs, you are going to sign more mega deals. Tell us how these deals have added quality of life to the Zimbabweans. Tell us how many jobs are being created. So I'm afraid that in our president is not going to be having the fact, and he's going to be telling more and more lies.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line. I think we've got a caller. Marvelous.
Hello, caller.
Yeah, I'm told to talk to Baba George. Baba George, what's your name, Baba?
I'm going to talk to you.
Yeah, it's from Baba George.
Mzizi, Baba.
Yeah, Mzizi. How would you go to when I'm going to work with civilly? Ubona nifamba njani sibaba?
Hey. Uzana duwe ngombono wami ngibona ngani eZimbabwe lapha kulo kunzima obukhulu kabi. Ngibona kulo kunzima obukhulu kabi. Undodela ngibona athi sesifilweni ngiyabona ngani ukuza mthatha isikhathi ukuthi elungise le lani lizwe leliya.
Ucho ngani?
Ngoba ngathi ngiyakhangela kathesi ngizibuza ukuthi njengoba yabona umuntu umkhono wekhaya uyile. Amboni ukuthi izokwanisa ukulungisa ngombono wami nje nxa ngiwubona.
Kula le State of the Nation Address kusasa, Baba Mzizi. Ayizi State of the Nation Address, isikhathi esiqakathekile kakhulu ukuthi umongameli etshele ilizwe ukuthi kambe kumenjani. Khonapho uyabe sethula lokulalelwa ngabantu kwamanye amazwe. Uza kwethulani wena ngombono wakho?
Hey, mina ngombono wami ukuthulana indoda kule mazwe engamlalela nje. Amboni ukuthi kulento engayithula nje ongalalelwa ngabanye abantu nje ngendlela abantu abayazi ngayo ilizwe lethu ukuthi vele limenjani. Alilani nto engibona ihamba kahle.
So
akula nto ongayitshela abanye amazwe nje abangakulanela yona umuntu kazo.
So uthi State of the Nation Address vele ancedile uthi uvini lekhaya akusoze kuncede lutho lokho.
Hayi, umbono wami vele amboni ukuthi ungancedani ngalapha.
Pho kumele kwenziweni, Baba Mzizi, kumele kwenziweni. Phela ilizwe ngelakho vele.
Ilizwe lelangelethu lelana yazi ukuthi ngombono wami nje ngaliyani iphathi khona uliyani ngephathi le khona uliyani amboni ukuthi kulelizwe nje noma bahamba bengapha emhlanganweni kanje wathi esebhelise emelika khonale amboni ukuthi kulo mhlangano nje abangawekhuluma into ephinde iziwe ngabanye abantu nje kusabuse liyani iphathi khona liya yona le khona iphathi la ngaphandle singaze sinti singingcenye kunino ngaba ngcono nje singajisa iphathi kungenye iphathi nje engakhuluma noma kuthi emhlanganweni nje incwe ingakhuluma khona ungazwakala ilizwe labo lengazwakala nothi lezi kishiyo kathesi le.
So wena
ngibona ukuthi khona ungayilalela le phansi ke.
So wena kungathiwa lungisa elizwe leZimbabwe, Baba Mzizi, uyayenzani ngakho?
Yebo baba.
Ungenzani ngakho?
Ubona mina ungathiwa lungisa le elizwe leliyana. Ye, ngikwe yimele ngikuphathi leyana ekhona lesekhaya. Ngikwe inye nje iphathi nje. Eh, ngaphuma nje phandle kwamazi nje ngiyecela uncedo, ngiyebiza nje ama investors ukuthi bebuye ekhaya bezo lungisa nje kathesi ngazumisa ama-investors kungale iphathi ekhona le kunzima kuba into kwazi kathesi ngaungabe i-investi kwi-outside the country kwethola ukuthi yona ihulumente ibona ikhona 53% yona i-investi isiphumalanzi 47% uyabona ukuthi into zakhona ngeke zibalanse.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mfowethu, ungadinga lokusasa.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu baba.
Sibonge kakhulu. So he says the only solution to Zimbabwe is to get rid of the ruling party.
Mm-hmm.
Says you can do anything in life, but if ZANU-PF is still there, you're wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody will listen to them. They'll do what they want, and then the country will go down.
Yes, let's take a look at what people are saying. Panopa Facebook page, Eduye VOA, Shona Pane Sibangani, Ndlovarukuti, True Caller, Ronald Bamo, Arukuti, Anzi, President ED, wakundikana kutonga nyika itopfeni edu Hilda Mkomani. Zimbabwe is not going anywhere with this government because the only solution is to give the resignation, that's all. Mkoma Simeon Nebanda ndo vangavari kukumbira rele kutiti Moresa Shamari yavo. Tapatava Moresa, vavati we big fan ye Studio 7, tawa Moresa. Ronald Bamu. Anzi, ai washurukuitwa nehurumende hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Po Chikozho, anzi pakaipa varume nyika iyi yave kutyisa. Ukataura unofa, ukanyarara unofa, ukachema unofa. So he's saying he really doesn't know what to do. If you speak up, something is going to happen to you. If you don't speak up, something is going to happen to
and
you.
So
he's literally saying, you know, this is what's going on.
He says you better shut up, right?
Yeah.
I think we've got a caller.
Hello, caller. Hello?
Oh, yes. So I'm told we have got to rejoice Ngwenya. So, Baba Ngwenya,
Baba Ngwenya, munoona pane chinobuda here? Pane zvichataurwa navamunangagwa mangwana tichinzwa zviri kutaurwa nevari kufona vari kutaura mamirira akaita zvinhu munyika.
Chipo ndo chekuti hakutaura kuti munhu anogona kutaura atiti vakuru vakati muroma wedzi ari negwizi. Asi chipo ndo chekuti pakuna chokwadi nekuti mukanyatsotarisa hurumende yacho havana zvavanoziva ukabvunza kuti vanhu vasina mabasa vangani havazivi. Ukabvunza kuti mitengo yemari inflation havazivi. Kumari chaiyo maus dollar maforeign reserve ari mureserve bank mari havazivi. Mari iri kusekureta havazivi. Maindastri akavharwa havazivi. Saka ivo zvavanenge vachitaura vamunangagwa izvo vanenge vatataurwa navo vari kutumwa naani. Saka kungotaura chokwadi kuti vanhu vana vezimbabwe tatarisana nedambudziko. Kana kuti ndatadza basa ndomusiya kana kuti takutongoshinga takungorarama tangomira tikuda mari ngatibatsira. Asi kusemaonero angu handifungi kuti vachataura chinhu chinovaka nokuti hapana zvavanoziva.
Aiwa mashoko makukutu Gibbs.
Yes, so Mr. Ngwenya, what's the solution to all this? There's one caller who said remove ZANU-PF.
No, look, I hear people talking about ZANU-PF resigning, and it's not going to happen. I mean, these guys have no conscience. They are going to keep on, regurgitating the same old lies they've been telling us, creating false stories, a facade of hope. So the Zimbabwean citizens, we know we have to be prepared to do things for ourselves. If you're expecting ZESA in your house, you're not going to get it. Just go solar. If you're going to expect water, it's not going to come. Just go for a ball. If you are going to, this is now the time to survive on your own. And I think we have lost faith in government, and we can no longer trust them. So anything they're going to say is going to be lie. It's time for own survival.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba Rejoice Ngwenya. Sifisa ukubikela abantu ukuthi ke esikubona kuphuma khona manje singathi kuphuma ku Twitter ku Ministry of Information ukuthi ke bakhiphe umbiko ukuthi ibadla lezano PF lohulumende balomuntu oyedwa onguyokhokhela ilizwe. Ngakho ke nqabe bona ngokwenzakala ngama properties ezano PF bathi ke bawudungisa kunoku ukuthi ile i blue roof yangaphansi kwa Mongameli Moi Robert Mugabe iyahanjiswa ke emulini yakhe. So ke lokhu kulandela ke okwethulwe iZBC online ebike ukuthi hayi ke iBlue Roof kukhanya ngazani ke izathathwa yenzwe imuseum. Ngingakuphambanisile okuphele ngemuseum ale kuvula imuseum ekhona ngale nesaeka. So kuhambelani lokhu. So lapho bathi bakwenza kube imuseum kodwa ngapha ke information ministry to hatch. Lapa ke, there's only one center of power.
We haven't had that word in a very long time.
Center of power. So here is it. So it came out in a certain way.
Yes.
One principle, one president. Mr. Ngwenya, if ever one government is doing such kind of a thing, what's the impact of this economically on the lives of people, the economy itself, and everything, you know?
Well, look, I mean, this one set of power thing, you know, if there was one set of power, how is it that the proper set of power, which was meant to bury Mugabe as the Heroes Eka, finally succumbed to the other centers of power? So it just simply shows you that we are being run by a government that is full of people that are contradictory, they are confused. There is no shared vision within ZANU-PF. And this is why the country is in what it is. This is why this is the only country in the world where fuel prices increase every Monday, like the London Stock Exchange. So this is the only country where citizens do not know which currency. We don't know whether it is RTGS or bonds. I mean, this country is supposed to be closed, to be shut down, and people reconfigure and reset. So we are in a state of what we are because we are being run by a government that is totally confused, and it's very unfair to the citizens of the land.
Yeah, so akutsha ngesinto sibili wonobona njani kona ukuthi abanye bathi iBlue Roof kumele ukuthi ithathwe libandla lenza lokufunayo lokhu kubikwa ke iZBC online ekhota ke umnumzana Obed Mpofu kuzobuya ke iMinister of Information ikhuluma okwayo isiyale. So ke kono kunxasikangela kutshoni
ikhona ungazinanzelela ukuthi nxa uMr. Mugabe esewaphumelele ukuthi athathe umkakhe ayemfihla ayemgcine ekhaya kutsho ukuthi sezivele sephoqala lohulumende akwethusi ngobavele bathi bona izwi lami lasiwukamgabe ngiyezana uPF. So njengokubona kwami mina vele yikho okuzakwenzakala bazi bazabaxosha khona lezi abatshele izizathu eziningi-ningi ye nxa indlu yezanu PF kayisetshenziswa kwizanu PF kodwa kuyasithengisela nje futhi ukuthi uhulumende wethu lo hhayi bayabhayiza abalungisanga izinto zabo kuhle yikho ilizwe lethu lingakhanya ngathi lokhu lihambe emadakeni sikusho ngabantu abavele bephambana ingqondo.
Aiwa Gibbs, kutaura kwa taa tiri kuita pane na urwa za tiri kubva kuona padande mtande parizi nopanyaya ye imba yeva imbo wa mtungamiri wenyika wa Robert Mugabe kwa kaigara na mzimai wavo ku Blue Roof. Taona ZBC News Online ishitaura iyo mazgu ye kuti ZANU PF Secretary for Administration ava Obet Mpofu varu kuti iyo part ye ZANU PF iri kufunga iyo kuti imba iye Blue Roof itwe museum kana monument in charge of Batsira party. Tikaona Minister of Information ichiunzo zvinyorwa zvayo 1 hour ago ichiti both ZANU PF and the government are led by one principal president, yeah, one center of power yadzoka zvakare. Hanzi vamunangagwa vachaenderera mberi vachiita zvido zvemhuri yekwaMugabe vachaenderera mberi vachitransfer zviri kuitika izvi. Saka Minister of Information yabva yauya ichitaurawo kuti iyo President Mnangagwa vachaenderera mberi nekuita matransfers apa. Saka tiri kuona pari kutatsura napa gibi. There seems to be some kind of power play.
Another chifoti, eh?
I don't know.
I think we've got Mr. Dingmozi Budi. He's a member of parliament. He comes from Plumtree. Welcome to the program, Mr. Budi. Yeah, what's it cool? Can you hear me? Mr. Dingmozi Budi, can you hear me?
There's
a call that just dropped. Wote sitate ke uye ukai kumbo. Ye ukai kumbo kunjani? Hello kumbo, how are you?
Ngiyaphila mkozi mntu njangu.
Ngiyaphila kakhulu. Ufuna ukuma ngesindebele ngesifora kombisikiwo.
Hayi, ngila ekhole mangizwe labantu ngikhuluma into yabantu.
Mara khuluma ngesiZulu.
Ya. No, yazi ukuthi ngifuna ukuthini mfowethu. Ngibuka umhlaba esiphila kuwo wonke nje kungabukwanga iZimbabwe kuphela. Ubani oona ezomnotho vele? Ngoba ithi into linomqondo emqondweni wami iAmerika ungayakhona ibuswa nguDonald Trump omunye umhlangano nawo shona le. Kanti kwenziwa yini ukuthi yena angabi nazo iy'nkinga uDonald Trump? Kodwa manje ukuthi umhlaba ukuba ngabawuphethe kulelo khona abakulo angiboni ukuyiqinisa ezimbabwe ukuthi into zilunge ngokwekonomi ngoba after that nakhona some problems will come in but you know, there's no solution to planet Earth. Ibuka ukuthi akukhulunywa nje iqiniso ngeyizanu kumbe ngu-MDC kumbe ngumtambara kumbe ubani abayakhothamela lo onumnotho kuphela kuphelo avumela umhlangano ungene ezweni kubeke nje impilo kuhlangano kusiya phambili ngoba mfuna ukutshela mfowethu thina e-South Africa mina where the economy is far much better than Zimbabwe as we all know. Right?
Yeah.
Kuney'nkinga zakhona la ezinzima kabi ezingasuka umphansi. Ngibuza ukuthi mabe ukuthi kuyiqiniso ukuthi eZimbabwe izanu ihlele ukuthi ishaya abantu kanti labo bulala be-KZN bedubulana be-ANC why kungavala umnotho wabo? Nala South Africa kuney'nkinga eziningi eziningi nami kune state of inquiry lapha esolu zuma la ekhona nayo iveze ezindaba ezinzima zabo ukuthi mazingavele eZimbabwe I want to believe opposition parties will then clap hands and say this is what we've been telling you. But the solution is never with the politics. Those politicians abayenzi bayokhothamela usathane baphanafana imali abantu badule bonke
bagoluhlaumophi usathane wangkola lo
usathane uyophetha imali uphela hey awubuza amakholo lapho uthi avele ebhayibhili afika afunde uMateyu usathane uthi kujesu zwana wena bawufuna ngukho umhlaba lo ngokugcwala ngoba uyakhona lo mhlaba ugcwele kanjani kusho usathane uthi usathane bawufuna nje ngukhe ngikhothamela ungankhothamela ngizakuphi ujesu wala ukhothamela usathane wahlala umntaka kankulunkulu wazwayo nahlele lobho elilodwa nje ka so ezimbabwe ngemabefuna umkhono mulunge futhi nakhona ngekulunge i-president I know for a fact but ukuza kwenza kube ngcono ngokomkhono ngifuna ukustressa leyo point abakhothamela usathane abusa abantu afaka usathane kube nengozi lalobo bibobona kuphela la eSouth Africa abekhuluma ma ungakwenza i-interview nabantwana abasevarsity abavarsity eSouth Africa lapha nama colleges la
yes yakuzwa
you'll understand the corruption and the confusion the satanism that runs those institutions
hayi sesikuzwile baba hayi sikuzwile
sibizwa ukuthi lezi vivathele ngithi there is no solution that will come from man solution to planet earth is when sin is done away with that one is the only solution okunye sana namadame that is the solution
thank you so much, Baba. He says, if you want to have money, you have to look somewhere else and not, you know, these good things about politicians. So now I think Mr. Dingmos Putti is back. Mr. Putti, welcome to the program. Hello, Baba Putti, uyangizwa? Baba Putti, uyangizwa kumbe awungizwa? Yeah, his line is really bad. So,
kwazisa vari pano tina Godfrey Chirochierwa ari kuti please call me vaisa number dzavo po Chikozho vari pano vari kunyoro vari pano Simeon Banda Andrew Beverly Godfrey Chirochierwa atinyora zvakare tinotenda vese vari pa live feed yedu pari zvino uyezve kune avo gogo vanata bari kuti anzi ED akataura mangwana mark my words vanhu vanovhunduka ka saka ndokutaura kuri kuita gogo vanata kuti vanhu vachavhunduka mangwana pachataura vamunangagwa asi tinotenda vese vari pa live feed yedu pari zvino uyezve vangwenya kana muchiripo panare
ndiripo
ehe tombotarisa zvatiri kuona zviri kuitika izvi panyaya yekuti ZBC inoburitsa zvimwe Ministry of Information yoburitsa zvimwe chii chiri kumboitika apa
tika zvino zvinongoratidza kuti vanhu vacho havana kurongeka tongorangira kamba mazuva ainzi vamugabe vachavigwa kunational hero seka vamwevoti aiwa vanoenda kumusha vamwevoti hamheno vanoenda kupi zvinongoratidza kuti pava nekupokana nekusanzwisisana pakati pevanhu vanotonga hati kana imba yechinhu ndeyezano hazvichamisi kuti vampofu vari kuita vacho vari kuti aiwa imba iyo yata kutoitora nekuti vazvibviwa kanditi vangavira kuti center of power vacho vainge vachiti vamugabe ngavaende kuheroseka vari kuvakirwa museum zvaramba saka hanzi matizvidza matituka saka ndotoona fanika zvinotaurwa vampofu ichokwadi nekuti vagumbuka nokuti mai mugabe vatedzera zvavanoda havana kutedzera center of power yavamunanga wezampiyofu
bata henyu makadaro mukoma Godfrey makadii
nofara refuji
ehe mongoti gaga nguva yedu yadyanana ndini kola wedu wekupedzisira
okay hai ndongoona zvangu sekuti zvaakuitwa izvi nehurumende yedu zvatove zvoudzvanyiriri zvekuti vaakutora zvimwe zvinhu zvavakutora kutanzi zvinofanira kuita zvehurumende handi ai personal property here
aiwa ichokwadi meno kana muine zvekutaura zvakare pamusoro pekukwira kwemafuta tibva tapedzisa
ya inyandiko zvangu kuzimbabwe zvangu ndungonzwa zvangu kuti mafuta akwira nhasi asi zvacho zviri kuangira kuoma manjizu
aiwa tinobonga mashuma mukoma muve nezuva rakanaka
Yeah, tinotenda.
Bye-bye. Gibbs, our caller there was just commenting on the last information we shared from ZBC and from the Ministry of Information. So he was saying, but what they're trying to do is not right because that property should be belonging to the Mugabes. And then he's just saying, yeah, the situation of the, you know, hiking fuel prices disturbs him, even if he's not in the country.
Yes. I'm sorry we're out of time. We have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, independent political and economic commentator Michael Ndiweni, former Member of Parliament Joseph Chuma, and independent economic commentator Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. We thanks also to our listeners and viewers who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. Join us again tomorrow. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Papa Zimbabwe.
Aiwa tinotenda vese vari palife yedu parizvino Boaz Jaya Guru asi vanhu vari kushupika tete. Thank you very much. Totenda vese vari kulive stream nesu moziya zvokuita zvinyai pakanzi share. Ini ndini Marvelous Musanganya huye ndiri muno muWashington.